The Butterfly.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The butterfly wanted to have a sweetheart. Of course, he wanted to have a nice little one of the flowers. He looked at them. Each sat so quietly and modestly on her stalk, as a lady should sit when she's not engaged. But there were so many to choose from that it became a difficulty. The butterfly couldn't be bothered to spend more time on it, so he flew over to the daisy. They call her French Margaret. They know that she can tell fortunes, which she does while lovers pick off her petals one by one. As each petal falls, they say something about their sweetheart, such as, "She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me a lot. She loves me just a bit," or something like that. Everyone asks in his own language. The butterfly also came to ask, but he didn't pluck off the petals. He kissed each of them in turn with the intention that you get further with kindness. "Sweet Margaret Daisy," he said, "you are the wisest madame of all the flowers. You can tell fortunes. Tell me whether I will get this one or that one. Tell me who I will get. When I know it, I can fly straight to her and propose." But Margaret didn't answer at all. She didn't like that he called her a married woman, because she was a young lady, and a young lady is not a missus, but a miss. He asked her for...